Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to Health Reform Thursday. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host this evening. I'm so grateful that God has given us this opportunity that we can join once more. So I am going to offer a word of prayer, I'm asking my sister, my and brothers, to bow their heads so that they can offer a word of prayer silently, and I will close. God is good. We have something to give him thanks for, so let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you to allow us that we can join this way, this moment, and we want to thank you for this great opportunity that you have given unto us. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us our sins. We thank you, Father, for your life that you have demonstrated on earth. We thank you for the commandment that you have given unto us, Lord, your children, to follow, and the example, Lord, of your children, them in ancient time, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we will be faithful as sons and daughters, and that we will be partaker to carry out your word, ambassador, Lord, representative, and also servant, to carry your work out to those who do not know. Bless each heart this evening as we join, and allow us, Lord, that we can participate by singing praise, giving testimony of praise, and also prayer requests. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering. In Jesus' loving name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters, again to Health Reform Thursday. God is good. God is great. He's so worthy. Let me just clear this quote, and then we will read up the scripture passage. My sister who do the song service, she's not here yet, joining here with us yet, but we know she's soon be here. So I'm just going to read this quote of Health Reform Thursday. And this is stating, as we know, that Health Reform Thursday is for us to be obedient in the health message And we know that the health message is the right unto the gospel. And the right unto the gospel is something that we should be able to be studying and also practicing it, not only study it, but we are supposed to practice it. And this health message, God have given us this health message, and he wants us to be obedient by following his command. So we are going into the little portion of the health message with the eight laws of health before I read the quote. And this eight laws of health is the new start, and it's, you know, there are some people said these are the house calls for doctors, house calls. You know, it is a simple, natural message that God have given unto us, and we have to take good opportunity of using these health laws. And first we see that he gave us nutrition, and when we look at nutrition, how much it is good. The fruits and the vegetables, I saw the pineapple, even though when I eat pineapples, it actually gives my little tongue a little sore. It also have the orange and the blueberries, you know. Those are the fruits, you know, and we know that this is the time. And my favorite fruit is mango. That's what my favorite fruit. And, you know, this is the time that you get all these fresh fruits. So we are asking my brothers and sisters to go and purchase these fruits, you know, and vegetables. They are fresh, and it is good for you. We also have here the exercise, right? Because exercise is so good for us. You know, we can be in the house and try to go out and do a little walking. We may not be able to do the walking the way that we used to, but it is good for us. And also, this pure water, how good it is. Instead of juice and all these drinks, we can feed upon this water. Water is good for our blood body, and you know our body is built up of so much water, so it is important. And also for our body use, that we have our water to take care of our hygiene. So that is great, right? So we have nutrition, we have water, we have exercise. That's the new. So the S now comes the sunlight. How good it is today. There was so much sun. I was on the porch, and there was few guys working on a car outside. And when I look on them, they were out there actually from maybe 9:30 early, and they are still out there. Their dedication, they were doing their work. But it was very sunny. I said, wow, I don't know how they stay in it for so long. Anytime when it was too maybe hot, they went into the car and they blow up a little, and then they came back out and they're still working on it. And that sunshine is very good, you know, very good. I love the sunshine. I go out and I get some of the sunshine by walking, right? And we also have period, right? And we know that's temperance in everything we do. We can't get too much sunshine. We can't do too much exercise. We have to, you know, be temperance in what we do. And A, we know that's air. It is very good. We breathe out air, and we breathe it out, and we take in air, oxygen. It is good for us. Breathe out the bad air and take all in the oxygen, and that is good. So we have temperance and here and are all important it is for us to rest. You know, whether we are not sleeping, sometimes it's good for us to get some rest. God doesn't want us to be working, and studying and studying. He wants us to get some rest. And the key, right, trust. You know, we have a Savior, Father, loving King that we can trust and believe that he is able to help us. So we trust God in everything we do, And we ask him in our faith to believe that he will hear and answer us. And then he said to us, brethren, I wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. Our Father wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be in good health. And he wants us that we can go out as his ambassador to carry his message. So we know that tonight is the Health Reform Thursday, and we are going to read the quote, and then my brother, we will go into the word, right? And we are asking our brothers and sisters to press 1 that you can hear your testimony, a song, a praise, a reading of the scripture. You know, we have time that each one can participate. We know that we have quite a little time. We give everybody a little opportunity that they can say a few words, you know, brief words, and that we can go on in our work. It said we are in the world that is opposed to righteousness, and we know that God's righteousness is what he wants to pour out upon his children, and the righteousness or purity of character. He wants to give us his character, and especially to grow in grace. So brothers and sisters on this line, Health Reform Thursday, God promised us to give us his righteousness, and his righteousness is purity of character, and especially to grow in grace. So whenever we look to see defilement and corruption, deformity and sin, how opposes all this to the work that must be accomplished in us? Just previously to receiving the gift of immortality, God elect must stand untainted, untainted, yes, amidst the corruption teeming around them in those last days. So we have to represent Christ in everything we do, right? Just previous to receiving the gift of immortality, God's elect must stand untainted amid the corruption teeming around them in these last days, right? Their body must be made holy, brothers and sisters. God wants our body to be made holy. Wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. Our spirit, you know, sometimes we have some terrible spirit. God wants our spirit to be pure, right? So all these characteristics that God wants us, let us ask the Lord to help us that we can accomplish this to do his work. And if this work is to be accomplished, we must be undertaken at once. Perfect undertaking at once. Perfect control, sorry. We must undertake at once, earnestly and understandingly. The Spirit of God should have perfect control, influence in every action. Right? Christian Service 20, paragraph 2. So in everything we do, we have to influence Christ's character. Thanks again, my dear brothers and sisters on this line. We are going to open our line for our dear sister to present the opening song and also her sister Brina and Fred. 518-650, your line is open.
Yes, Sister Purry, good evening.
Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, good evening. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. And I'm going to sing this song. I will sing of Jesus' love, sing of him who first loved me for he left bright worlds above and died on Calvary. I will sing of Jesus' love, endless praise. My heart shall give, he has died, that I might live. I will sing his love tear. How they dimmed my eyes, Jesus, there. For me did flow my first faint prayer could rise. He had prayed in tones of woe. I will sing of Jesus' love and endless praise. My heart shall give, he has died, that I might live. I will sing his love to me. Oh, the depths of love divine, earth or heaven, can never know. All that seems as dark as mine can be made as white as snow. I will sing of Jesus' love and endless praise. My heart shall give, he has died, that I might live. I will sing his love to me. Nothing good for him I've done, how could he? Such love be so, Lord, I own. My heart is won. Help me now, my love, to show. I will sing of Jesus' love and endless praise. My heart shall give, he has died, that I might live. I will sing his love to me. And I'm going to read Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be hell to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. O Father who art in heaven, I will sing of your love, O God, because endless praise is your love. You have died, O God, so that I can be here. And I will sing of your love. Heavenly Father, I will trust in you with all my heart, O God. And I'm leaning not unto my own understanding, Heavenly Father. But, O God, in all my ways, help me to acknowledge you, dear God, because I know you will direct my path. Heavenly Father, I come before you this evening, not in my hands I bring, empty-handed, naked, hungry, sinner, need to be saved, need to be cleansed, need to be sanctified, need to be purged, O God. O God, I come to you because you sympathize in Jesus, you're the greatest of great. And there is no one like you, dear God. I have no one else but you. You're my mother, you're my father, you're my sister, you're my brother, you're my best friend. When I'm in the deepest problem, O God, the only one I can come to is you. Because I can trust in you with all my heart. And, O God, I'm leaning not unto my own understanding. Lord, in all my ways, O God, help me to acknowledge you. Because, Jesus, I know you will direct my path. Because, Lord, you said it shall be hell to my navel and marrow to my bone, O God. And I must not be wise in my own eyes. I must fear you and depart. Oh God, what a promise is. What a promise is, oh God. You said in John 14, verses 1, to not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, oh God. If it were not so, you would have told us. Lord, you go to prepare a place for us, oh God, and you will come again and receive us unto yourself, that where you are, we are there also. Lord, so many promises, oh God. Help us to keep your promises. Help us to live a life to fulfill your promises. Because, Lord, any day now, oh God. So help us to be ready. Help us to have our hands clean. Help us to have our hands clean, oh God, and waiting, looking, watching for any day now, dear God. So many things are going on, Jesus. Take over, intervene. Do your bidding, dear God. Father, your people who are called by your name, oh God, if we will humble ourselves and pray, seek your face and turn from our wicked way, oh God, you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sin and you will heal the land and save us from sin. Save us from unrighteousness. Save us from everything that is unlike you, dear God. Lord, we love you, God. We magnify you, praise you, we exalt you, we lift you up, and we give you thanks. Give it to each and every one on this prayer line. Those who are audible, oh God, and those who are listening in the background this evening, this Thursday evening, dear God, I put each and every one of us before you with our families far and our families near, oh God. Father, help us to bow down and worship you, dear God, because your name is worthy to be praised. Touch our body, heal our body, sanctify and cleanse our body, oh God, send your Holy Spirit to tabernacle with us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on your people. Break your people, oh God, melt your people, mold your people, and fill your people, and help us to get rid of sin and to turn to righteousness. Lord, there is nothing we can do on our own. There is nothing we can do of ourselves. So, God, we are just leaving ourselves into your hand, dear God, because, Lord, there is nothing too hard for you, and there is nothing you cannot do. You are the powerful God. You are the mighty God. You are the sympathizing Jesus. You are the greatest healer. Father, I put everything into your hand this evening, Lord. Thank you for your prayer line, oh God, where I can come and pray. And without the prayer line, oh God, faith and give me the power and give me the strength so that I can call upon your name because your name is worthy to be praised. Father, I'm asking you to go in each and every one of the hospitals this evening all over the world in diverse places. Touch the sick. Touch the doctors and touch the nurses, oh God. Father in heaven, I put each and every nursing home into your hand, oh God. And I put each and every institution all over the world. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon your people. Oh Father, hear my cry this evening, oh God, and let not my prayer come to you void. But Lord, I'm asking you, oh God, if there's anything in me that is unlike your rebuke, remove it and so that my prayer can come up to your sweet incense, oh God, and your blessing can come now and bless your people. Lord, if there's any sickness in us, remove it, rebuke it, and destroy it, oh God, and set your people free so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we love you, we adore you, we magnify you, we praise you, we exalt you. We lift you up, oh God, and we give you thanks. Father, I put each and every pastors all over the world, leaders all over the world into your hand, oh God. And I put the government into your hand, dear Father. Father, whatever they are doing, dear God, help them to come to you for leading, oh God, so that you can give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So do what they are doing the way you want it to be done. Continue to take full control of the whole world and each and every one of us in the world, dear God. Father, help us to be faithful, help us to be kind, help us to be loving, help us to be sharing, help us to do what you would do, and help us to be a lighthouse shining so that others may see. Father, you know that we are trying to serve you, God, but Satan is trying to take away us from you. But Lord Jesus, only you alone, Lord, only you alone. So Lord God, and guide us, shield us, and protect us. Cover us under your blood, Lord. And Lord, when things on earth shall be no more help, none of us will be missing. But all of us will hail you as our God because we have long waited for you. Bless our friends, bless our neighbors. Lord, be with each and every one that we come in contact with, oh God. Help us to be a lighthouse, leading your world and telling your leading, trying to win souls for your kingdom. Take this prayer line in charge, oh God, and be with each and every one tonight again. And be with the speaker. And as the speaker speak, let the speaker speak no word from his lips. But let everything come from right from your throne. Continue to bless, continue to guide, continue to have your way. Let your will be done, I ask. And I give you thanks, dear God. Thank you for hearing, thank you for answering. And what I fail of asking, you fail not to grant it unto me, I ask. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister, for that song, I Will Sing of Jesus' Love. That's what Jesus wants us to do, to sing of his love. And God said, if we love him, we keep his commandments. And the love of Christ has to be seen within us in everything we do. This morning, we're doing our reading, and what was taken from our devotion, Deuteronomy 8, brothers and sisters. Again, just a little, right? We just deal with 8:1, and I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press 1 that I can open your line. Your sister Powell, do not want she alone to be speaking. And he said here in Deuteronomy 1:8-12, which is telling us about obedience, do not forget God. And brothers and sisters, there are so much time, oftentimes we forget God, the goodness, what he has done for us to give him praise and thanks. And, you know, we supposed to be thankful when our Father do something for us. And this is telling us about the children of Israel from leaving Egypt to go to the promised land. And brothers and sisters, whatsoever the Lord does to them and plan to give them, they were disobedient. They did not answer. And this topic in Deuteronomy 1:12, you tell, you saying to us, tell us to be obedient. So the commandment is for us to be obedient in the commandment, and to be obedient in the commandment, to carry out and to follow God's commandment. We have to believe it with our own whole heart. We have to believe it with our whole will, our mind, our body, our finances, and also our future. So we have to total be obedient. And by obedient, we have to do this by only God, because we cannot do this on our own. So this evening, we are asking us, each one of us, let us really look in ourselves and see if we are being obedient to God's commandment, and also by sharing this message to the others, especially brothers and sisters, our health message, because the Lord said to us, each and every one of us, you know, I wish above all things that he wants us to prosper and be in good health. And he promised us that he will not put any of the diseases that he placed upon the Egyptians. So he wants to prosper us. So we just pray that he will bless us and keep each one of us on this line. We're safe, healthy from all the pestilence and the disease that is plaguing, that he will keep us healthy. But, you know, we have a work to do. And this work is total surrendering our life, ourselves to him, obedient in his law, his commandment, and also his precept by following and search the scripture daily for ourselves and ask him, you know, because I was reading it and he said we have to search the scripture, right? If we do not search the scripture and ask him for wisdom, he won't able to show us. And there are certain things he will show us. And there are certain things we have to leave it, because he told us that, you know, there are times when he will present all these things to us. So you want us to have a relationship with him. And just like how we have a relationship with our brothers, with our sisters, with our children, God wants us to have
a relationship with him. He wants us to give him himself. And that was the failure with the children of Israel when they were leaving. He spoke about the clothing on their back. It did not turn. He spoke about their shoes. They did not get holes in their shoes. He told them about the food that they he provided for them. Then it wasn't thankful for it. And everything he has done, they had complained. So let us not. And this morning, I tell you, it was around 4:30. I got up and this chapter came to me and I started to read it. And I look at it and I said, you know, we are like the children of Israel. I am like the children of Israel. Complain, murmur, not doing the things that God wants me to do. So I just pray that, you know, because I point my finger on myself, not showing no quarrel on no one myself, that we are supposed to be following. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, go back and read this chapter, Deuteronomy 8, and, you know, read prayerfully and God will lead and show you other scriptures to back it up. And it points with Matthew 24 and also Revelation 14, where the Lord said, if we are faithful from 6:4, 6 to 12, he said he gave us the everlasting gospel to go and to preach to the world and to all nations, kindred, tongues, and people, to tell them fear God and bring glory to him. So to fear God, we have to be fully surrendered and also have the character of Christ that we can go out there as representatives. And there he said in 12, here are the patient, that is what obedience is going to give us, and faithful and pure. Here are the patient of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandment of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. So I'm thankful for these wonderful promises that God have given to each one of us. And we have to give him all the praise because God is good. He is so great. So thank you again for listening. And brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one that you can share. I want you guys to have time that you can share the message here. 58267, your line has been open.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Sancinelli from upstate New York. I just want to give God praise and thanks this evening for his wonderful blessings towards me, and not only me, but on all of us who are on the line this evening. We are thanking God for his mercies, for his protection over us during the day and the past days of the week that is past. And I would just like to read one of my favorite verse, which says in Psalms 119:93. It says, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. So here we see that if we always remember to hide God's word in our hearts day after day, to study it for ourselves, we will have life, and we will have good life too, if we listen to God's word and read it. And my advice to you, to us all this evening, is when reading God's word, we must always take care to find the rich treasures hidden there. Give thoughts to each line that we read when we open God's word. Each precept, we have to hear what the Lord is saying to us. Then practice it well with godly fear. And if we do that, brothers and sisters, we will find joy in serving the Lord, joy in every step that we take. We will find help. We will find strength. And this evening, I want to sing this song, Oh, Let Me Walk With Thee, My God. Many of you maybe know this song, and if you know it, you can sing along with me. Oh, let me walk with thee, my God, as Enoch did in days of old. Okay? I'm going to sing with a little music. Come before you this evening. We are not even unworthy. We are unworthy even to call your name. But here we are coming humbly, bowing before you in your presence, thanking you for all of us who are on this line this evening, who have made it possible to be here. Whether we come early or whether we come late, it's a blessing to be here and to listen to God's word. We want to encourage each one as much as possible to study God's word so that we can be faithful stewards, faithful servants in God's vineyard. Father, this evening, there is so much for which to be thankful. But we thank you for your blessings, Lord, that attends us along life's pathway each day, for your protection, being with us in our going out, in our coming in, Lord. You have blessed us with food on our tables, clothes on our backs, and all the necessities of life. We have more than many this evening, all of us on this line. I just want to thank God for us. And for the blessings that he has rest upon each one of us on this line this evening. Father, I just want to ask God's blessing, especially upon the youths of on this line this evening. Amen. We know the youth needs you, Lord. They are out there unprotected, Lord. They do not know what is going on in the world. They are just moving with the crowd, Lord. But this evening, I'm praying for them, Lord, that they will find their way back to you and to know that they don't have a long time out there, because things are getting more serious each day and each step of the way, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will, your Holy Spirit will speak to their hearts, that they may give heed to your word and have that desire to return to you. Father, bless them this evening, wherever they be, especially those who were on the line at one point, but they have left, and those in the various churches, the youth, Lord. We pray that you will stretch out your saving hand and touch them this very moment. Let them know, Lord, that you are interested in their affairs and that they have made a commitment with you. And to turn back, you have no desire in the death of any sinner. You have said it, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that they will return back to the fold of safety. We pray that you will bless them, strengthen them. Be with Brother Yuli, Father. I uplift him especially this evening because you know the struggles that he's going through, Lord, and he wants to be faithful to you. Father, I pray this evening as I uplift him to you. You know everything about him. Bless him and his family, Lord. And as they try to uphold your name and to uphold your standard, that you will give him an understanding heart, that he will be calm, and that you will strengthen him and help him, that he will keep on your side. Because as long as he keep on your side, you will be on his side. So this evening, Lord, I'm placing him into your hand. I know he's going to be successful. And I pray, Lord, that you will bless every effort that he's making to serve you, Father, he and his family. Strengthen them, dear Father. Those who are sick on this line, Lord, I'm praying for them too, that you will touch them this evening as they come and hear. Help that they will hear something that will encourage them along life's pathway. Because we know that we are living in a world of sickness and sorrow and woes and death and all the bad things that we can think about. But Father, you are always near to comfort and to cheer us. So bless us and help us, each one on this line, to keep holding on to you. And I just want to thank you for your promises that you have made, that you be with us. You will guide us with your eyes and continue to keep us in the pathway of righteousness. Thank you, God, for being with us on this line, each one of us on this line this evening. And grant us a blessing ere we leave this line. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
I just want to give a short tip. I want to give my short little... Okay, it's on exercise. It says, each of us likes to exercise. I don't know about that. You think everybody likes to exercise? I don't think so, but we should. And here is why you must exercise. Plenty of people exercise to lose weight, right? Yes, they want to burn calories. They increase their metabolism and their muscles. They want to have four muscles. The reason is to lose weight faster. Men, I want to say that men lose weight faster than women. That men have, they have a higher percentage of muscles than women. Another reason for exercising, it promotes fat loss. It trims and forms the body. It helps to control appetite. It increases cardiovascular fitness. And it energizes you, takes our minds off food, and often improves food choices. After exercising, we are likely to choose what kind of food? Low-fat food. It makes us feel good and helps our self-esteem. It relieves stress and can help you sleep better, especially if the exercise is done outdoors. And brothers and sisters, all of us could do exercise outdoors, because all of us, as long as we can crawl, we could walk, and that is the best exercise. When to exercise? The best time to exercise is the time that fits your schedule the most. Some people could want to exercise early in the morning. They're an early morning person. They get up early, some in the evening, before they go to bed, whatever time you find to exercise. But find some time to exercise. Work yourself out. When you work yourself out, you feel good. And some people feel fine. And just it's a simple walk. As I told you, just a simple walk. Others don't feel like they have exercise unless they broke into, you know, they sweat a lot. They broke into heavy sweat. That's okay. So we established that to lose weight, we must exercise. And we are told why exercise is so important and how to get into your own program. Now it's up to you, my dear brothers and sisters, to follow through by choosing your sport. Whether it be walking or gymnastics, sticking to it over the long-term period, or just get moving. Let's take a look at eating habits. Getting rid of excess fat in your diet. Here are 31 ways, one for each day of the month. Right? Get ahead. Bake cake. Eat it too. They say eat it, but I don't believe that you should eat. But instead of cake, substitute. You could use applesauce, you know, low-fat yogurt. For butter, you could use oil on your recipe. It works especially well in recipes. If you're doing cakes, and so you use oil instead of butter. You know, don't put it on your toast in the morning. Do not put butter on your toast in the morning. Go straight for preserves. Don't worry. You'll get used to it in just a day or two. A cheese omelette? Are you serious? Go ahead with one omelette, but leave out the cheese. And you may also want to use decolesterized eggs or egg whites only. But that isn't too good that I know about. And onions, garlic, green peppers, yes, omelette, and this will be a breakfast for you. You can live with. And there are so many here that I could go on talking about, but I want somebody else to have a chance to bring forward what they have to encourage us on this line. Because many of us know these things, and that we know that we shouldn't eat what we eat and what we shouldn't eat. But I'm just reminding you of these few, right? These few. I could go on eating, telling you what these.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of beans and curb your cravings for fatty meats, and also give you that fat that fills you up and make you feel sick. So when you go to the Chinese restaurant, request your vegetables be steamed or not even microwave, rather than in fried or in cooked. You'll have untold grams of fat. They cook with so much fat. So these are just a few things that I just want to remind you that you can do to lose weight and to live a healthy life. May God bless all of us. In the sound of my voice, you're hearing what I'm saying, because I know you know much of this. There is so much, as I told you, I have a lot of it here, that you could do to lose your weight, and it is easy to lose weight. People said it's not easy to lose weight.
Amen.
All you have to do is to eat less. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. May God bless all of us who are struggling. To keep the weight off. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my
mind. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for the song, Oh, Let Me Walk With Thee, Enoch, as Enoch walked. Brothers and sisters, that's the life we want to live, right? Enoch, faithful man, never say I died. So we want to walk like the life that he lived. So pray for that. And thank God for Sister Cancinelli with our health tip as we are Health Reform Thursday. And this is what we started out with, the 8 laws of health, brothers and sisters. And, you know, Sister Cancinelli came and gave us some tip about it. We go through the 8 laws of health, and a little later I know we will hear some more about it. And it is very good for us to do our normal daily exercise. So God is so good, and all these tips and what it will do to our body. So I'm asking each one of us, let us be obedient with the health message and the health law. Okay. Please be patient with me, and we are asking our brothers and sisters to be a little brief for me, us, because we have quite a few people on the line, and we have to go in the prayer and also a testimony. So we ask you, please, if you could be brief. 225-337, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. This is Sister Leola, and Sister Carla is calling from Tennessee. And we just want to give God thanks by sharing tonight. And I just want to thank the Lord for Sister Costanelli sharing with the precept. And I looked up the word precept and tell you what the precept says. It says the precept definition is principle, rule, doctrine, guidelines, law, and also commandments. And it says prescription. All these things are precepts. And then I would like to also share my reading from prophecy. Amen. I am sharing. Our first duty towards God and our fellow being is that of self-development. Every faculty with which the Creator has endowed us should be cultivated to the highest degree of perfection, that we may be able to do the greatest amount of good of which we are capable. Hence, that time is spent to good account, which is used in the establishment of preservation and physical and mental health. We cannot afford to dwarf or cripple any function of the body or mind. As surely as we do this, we must suffer the consequences. So I was just reading that to read and praise the Lord for allowing me to be converted and start working towards my health in the best way possible. So I just want to give God thanks for that. And also, Sister Carla would like to share. You want to just share?
Yes. Hi, good evening. Thank you, Sister Powell, for being such a good host, and I just thank you for opening up the line. I just want to give the Lord thanks for his mercy, his grace, and I just wanted to read regarding the violation of the law. It says, the violation of physical law with its consequences, suffering, and premature death has so long prevailed that these results are regarded as the appointed lot of humanity. But God did not create the race in such a feeble condition. This state of things is not the work of providence, but of men. It has been brought about by wrong habit, by violating the laws that God has made to govern man's existence. Continual transgression of nature law is a continual transgression of the law of God. Had men always been obedient to the law of the Ten Commandments, carrying out in their lives the principle of those precepts, the curse of disease now flooding the world would not exist. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Thank you again, Sister Paul.
Have mercy. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla and Sister Leola, for for coming and reading. And all I get from morning, my dear brothers and sisters, is obedience from Genesis to Revelation. Is there be obedience to God's commandment and his law. And that was what he wants us to do. And when we violate the law, we have to pay the consequence, especially brothers and sisters. Our father said to us in Genesis, he gave us what we supposed to have in Genesis 1. Then in the Old Testament, he said, I wish above all, King beloved, that we prosper and be in good health. So when the verse, we be disobedient to God's law, and as we have been studying and reading this code, these principles that God have given unto us, we are supposed to really be obedient to every commandment, laws, precepts of what he gave us. We have to be obedient to it. So thank you, my dear sister, that you can read that we must study, right? We must study and know what the Lord requires of us and to be obedient. Everything requires total obedience. Our physical, our spiritual, everything we do, we have to be obedient to this law. So I just want to thank you again, my dear Sister Carla and Sister Leola, for reading and to remind Sister Lee and Sister Continelli, present these health tips, and all of us on this line, brothers and sisters, let us study God's word and let us be obedient to his command. He will help us with our own. We cannot. I cannot stop to be craving of something that I should not have, you know, but with him, I can go to him and depend upon him that he's able to carry me through. Thank you again, my dear sisters, for joining. 985-232, can you hear your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and friends, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up today. I want to thank him for many blessings. I would like to read a script. Dear God, I'm grateful for your word in my life. Father, thank you for all the guidance that you have provided me, for all the times you kept me out of darkness and showed me the light, Lord. I'm grateful in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you for Continental for all the good advice for us exercising, and that's the last I caught. But I just want to thank God for being so good to us, because so many people I know around me that's dying young and old. So I just want to thank him for all of us still in the land of living. Just want to ask for prayer for Advent Light, the projects, and all the leaders and all their projects. They're asking for blessings, for action to lift them up and pour all the blessings so they can continue their work. And pray for all the sick, the homeless, the nursing homes, and the jails, and all the United States. And pray for my family. And just want to just thank the Lord for all my brothers and sisters on and off the line, and the missing one, and pray more come back. Amen. Hold on.
Hello?
Mr. Powell?
Amen.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, my dear. Brother John is
John
on?
This is Brother John from Hummer, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to everyone. I just want to give God the praise. And I just want to thank God for a lot of more inner peace and stuff like that inside my thoughts. I know I just feel happy. I just wanted to share it with everyone. I know a while back I used to have, like, you know, the anger thoughts inside me and those negative thoughts, and now I just feel good to have like positive thoughts in my head, and I know it's just a whole different feeling inside. To go from anger thoughts to peaceful thoughts, you know, I just never knew it could be really nice like it is, you know, inside my mind, you know, like in a calm thoughts and things like that. And I just give a lot of thanks a lot. And I realize a lot of my blessings and things like that, and it just keeps me uplifted, you know, and I think of the goodness of God and Jesus, and it just keeps me really uplifted a lot. And it's like no matter, it's like if it's a rainy day or whatever, or it's something not going on too good, I still praise Him. And just knowing that I have someone that's guiding me, you know, and just a wonderful thing to have that peaceful thoughts inside. And even if someone tries to stir up my peaceful thoughts, I don't let anger sit in me like I used to do. It just used to sit in me a lot. And someone would try to upset me, it'll just come and go, the little anger, or just come for a second, or a little stress will come for a second, and it just blows away, you know, it just goes away quick. So I don't let anger or stress or sadness dwell inside me like 24/7 or nothing like that. It come in and it go if something will distract my mind. So I just wanted to share that with everyone else too. You know, if it's anger come inside, you just and once it come in, you just, you know, just push it back away from you, you know, or stress, push it back away. As soon as you start to have those thoughts, you know, just push it away. Or sadness, just start thinking about the goodness of God and the things in your life that he does for us, you know, and he's there for us and makes everything more better. Whilst we borrow this world for a while, you know, temporarily, so as we're in here borrowing this world for a while, we just want to enjoy it instead of being depressed or whatever. We want to enjoy every minute of it, and that's what I'm doing. I just want to share it with everyone else. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming and sharing. And that joy that is within Brother John and Sister Brenda is coming out. You know, our Lord said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are past, and behold, all things have become new. Brother John, things that I used to do, I do it no more. And those are scriptures that will lift you up and bring that you can feel the presence of God all around. And, you know, the Lord said, when you content with me, I will content with you. And the Lord also are looking for the fruit from us, right? And obedient children of God, God is pouring out his righteousness upon us. It is going to be so seen. People out there, we go to our work, we're going to represent Christ. You know, maybe not even a message or a book we're giving them, but the life that we live, people will always see it. So it's good for us to really accept that gift that God has given unto us. I am going to ask my brothers and sisters to press 1 to time for prayer that we can share. I'm going to open this line. I think Brother Eli, right? Sometimes I mix up some line here. 505, okay. Okay, 505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, brothers and sisters. First of all, brothers and sisters, I like to thank God because God is good. God is awesome. God is God. God is amazing God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, Sister Power. He is worthy to be praised. And Sister Power, I have a prayer request too. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer. Sister Powell, pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Sister Powell, don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari. Lift up Brother Jihari in prayer. Pray for Sister Danielle. Sister Powell, pray for Sister Danielle is D-A-N-E-L-L-E. D-A-N-I-E-L, Sister Danielle. And Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Javel, because Sister Power, I think he ignored me, Sister Power. Sister Power, when I was texting him, he ignored me, and I don't know what's going on with Brother Javel, Sister Power, but pray for him at this moment, because Sister Power, I'm feeling down, moment, because Javel makes me sad. Please pray for Brother Javel. Lift him up in prayer. Tell blessing sisters to pray for him. Tell blessing sisters to pray for him, Sister Power. Tell blessing sisters to encourage me.
Okay, Brother Eli. Okay? Okay, Brother Eli, don't be discouraged. God is good. He is able to do all things for you. Don't be discouraged, Brother Eli. God is good. He is able to do all things. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we ask you to press. We're going to pray for you, Brother Eli, but wait until we come in now with prayer. 815-386, your line is open.
Good evening, everybody, brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
This is the thing from Hanoi. It's just giving God time to praise and honor for his wonderful, wonderful blessing, blessed day to my self, where I'm living. Sun is shining bright today, and I'm feeling good in the Lord. My foot is doing better, and thank God for his wonderful blessing upon all of us. We lose none. Everyone is alive. Praise God. I just want to sing a song, because I know your line is very busy. Can I sing a song? I ask her.
Sure.
Can I sing a song?
Amen, Sister
Pinion. Oh. I feel the touch of his hand so kind and tender. He's leading me in part that I must try. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I am sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storm rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me anymore. For I'm sheltered in the form of my God. He walks beside me, and no dart of hurt can harm me. For I am sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portal. Come, oh my child, it's the last mile you must tread. I'll sleep and wait in God's new heaven shelter, for I am safe in my God of arms. So let the storm not rise, the dark clouds, they don't worry me anymore. I am sheltered, safe in the arms of God. He walks beside me, and no dart of hurt can harm me. For I am sheltered in the arms of God. Praise God. I just want to tell it thanks, dear Father. Yes, I know about outside of the cold, I'm sheltered. But then I know when Jesus is with me, I'm sheltered. I just want to tell God, some good experience outside in the world here, the church, especially in our church world out here where I'm living. I have sad experience. I had in between experience. Sometimes I go home and it's all tears, and you just have to sit down and ask God, are we in the right place? Are we in the right world? But we are right here, and we are at the right place. And I'm telling you, the things that I see and see going through, and the things that I witness, I said, God, you really have to come. You really have to come. You must come. You have to come, because especially what the church is going on with. When you talk to some of the people about what time we are in, it's like we are having a banquet, or we're having a wedding reception, or we're having some party. Everybody is just harm and collective, and you have no sense. You're telling them that God is coming, and I think they should be telling me that, but nothing is going on out here. There, if you don't cry and pray for our brethren, may God, not all of them, I'm talking those that are not paying attention, just like in Israel. They wasn't paying no attention to nobody, the prophet, not Jesus. Just everything normal and everything is okay. And if we don't even think about it and pray, we have to pray. How many people are praying? And it seems to me sometimes the more we pray, the more it looks like it gets. But I tell you something. Evil is children. Get my children. Thank God that he will do it. And so because of that, you don't get discouraged. Everybody who is praying, don't please stop praying. Don't give up, because the devil knows it's a good thing, and he don't want us to pray. And he don't want us to pray for nobody, nor ourselves or family. We have families that are lost. Families who don't think about God, we have to pray. We cannot stop the prayer line. We can't stop. We have to pray in our bed, in our house, outside, at the work, in every place. And that's why Christ seems to be very quiet in this time, watching us. And so today I want to say this song, this little psalms. Please forgive me, I have a little stroke, so I can't pick out some of the words what I want to say. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the sea, and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of God? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor swear deceitful. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek the face of Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of? Hallelujah, Jesus, the Lord strong and mighty, Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Oh, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Praise God. And with this, I'm going to pray. Praise God. I thank Lord for your words there. Words are light unto my feet and a lamp unto my heart and part. Oh, thank you, dear Lord, for your words. Your words will never turn out without the answer. You never speak and it go out and doesn't do what it says. It shall accomplish what you send it out to do. And you already speak, and now you're just watching us. Oh, praise God. Help us that we may be in the right place. Oh, my Father, change my heart. I am praying on behalf of all my brethren here, sisters and brother. Oh, God, these are people who pray. And we have other people in other places praying. We pray for all prayer warriors. We pray for everyone in this world that is holding up your hand, oh, God. Those who are praying is the one. Saints and sinners,
is from two different places, but their God is a prayer keeping the saints and is a prayer keeping this world. And so we're praying for our sisters and brother worldwide that is having a prayer season here, dear. Anyway, we pray for them. For Lord God, that's what they said we should do. Pray without ceasing. I pray for every Christian. I pray for everyone that bowed their knees calling upon your name. And I pray, oh God, for our sisters and brothers. I pray for pastors, or what, pastors. We are praying, Lord God, for the brethren of our church. And we're praying for ourselves, so dear Father. We have families out there who don't know you. We have families who turn back, eating the pig, eating the pig pen, eating the hog hocks. Oh, God, we're praying for them, Lord, that they might arise and say, Father, I will come unto you, for they know that your house is full. Bring them in, dear Father. Remember the backsliders, Lord, the prodigals, oh, God. Sometimes even ourselves is prodigal, because sometimes we've gone a long time and don't know that we are not in the right place. So, dear God, we're praying for our church and for brethren, and we are praying, Lord, for prime ministers and presidents, oh God, for Lord, we are praying for peace so that we have time to do what you want us to do. We are praying, Lord, for whatever, because we notice you're not saying nothing, because you already speak. Sister White, speak, and we must do what you say. And oh God, we need shelter under this storm that is coming. The winds is about to blow, and the engine is about to loose the winds. Oh, dear Father, we hang upon your mercy right now. We need time. We need time, Lord. You gave us many times already. But, dear Father, because of you said you love us, and Calvary set it for us. You went there for us. Remember us, Lord God. Our time is in your hand, and we're depending on you to work a miracle for us, but and give us time to do what we are to do. For we know you are coming. For what's going on outside there, send the light right around the world. You are about to come. And Father, before you come, we ask you to save us. Save us, dear Father. Take away all the filth and the filthy garments like Joshua, and grant us the robe of righteousness, oh God. Everything that is unlike, bleed it out of our heart and our self and our flesh. I look pride and everything that is against you, oh God. Remember us. We are your children, dear Father. And I can't pray long now, so I'm coming down, Lord, from the praying tower. But I ask you to remain with us the remaining portion of the night and bless each and every one. Sister Powell and all the others. I don't know everybody's name. So many people. You know them all, dear Father, more than me. And you know them name and everyone. Brothers and sisters, bless. And me, your humble servant. I'm waiting for my blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Payne, for praying for each and every one of us. God is good. Thank you, everyone. And we're going to open this line, Brother Anil. We're asking you to, if you can do the prayer for us. Our speaker is on the line, and let us, you know, time is winding. So we're going to open 631-552. I know you always bring some special report, and then you can do the prayer for us, the general prayer, and then the next voice you will hear is the speaker who is there to present the health message this evening. Your line is open, Brother O'Neill, 631-552. Your line is open.
Pleasant, pleasant good evening to each and everyone. Thanks, you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for praying and what you have shared in Psalms. It's a beautiful passage of scripture. I want to thank God for his goodness. I want to thank him for his love. I want to thank him for his mercy. We're living in a day and age that everything is wrapping up fast. The enemy of our soul, he knows that time is running out on him, and he's doing everything in this preparation time for God people to get us sidetracked of the real actual thing that what Christ is doing in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. As usual, I always have something to share because I know that God has called me at a time like this to be a mouthpiece for him and to be a watchman on the wall of Zion. And as I live by the grace of God, I will be a watchman for God because he had done so much for me in my life, and I want to be a blessing to him and to others and to prepare people for the imminent coming of Christ. There's an article that I want to share a little about what is exactly going on right now. We heard about the 5G. I did a presentation here on the 5G. But right now, we have a serious scenario happening in America with these technology that these people, nanotechnology that these people are creating, and the MRR vaccine and all these things. I want to share a little article. 5G beast and Justin disruptors, Digenics, the depopulation agenda is in full force. They said, it says, now the number of babies born in the U.S. dropped by 4% in 2020. Compared with the previous year, the general fertility rate was 55.8 births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44, reaching yet another record low. So 2020, right? This sixth consecutive year, the birth rate in America has dropped six consecutive years. So you can count from 2015 to now. So it says, the number of birth rate has declined down an average 2% per year and the lowest number of births since 1979, the National Center of Health Statistics said. The birth rate dropped to a historical low, which sharpest drop among Hispanic women. You hear that? Sharpest drop among Hispanic women. So you have the chart and they show you exactly the ratio on the chart. Numerous other studies have confirmed that male, numerous other studies have confirmed that male sperm count has been in decline for decades, long before advancing high-frequency wireless technology. Some attribute is to the fluoridation of public drinking water. During the last 40 years, sperm counts have declined an average of 50 to 60%. You hear that? And to my fellow brothers who are on the line and wives on the line, when we have our cell phone and we put our cell phone in our pockets and it touch our body, it causes radiation to take place within our body, and it can damage a lot of organs of our body. So it says, sperm counts in decline, 50 to 60% decline over the last 40 years. You hear that? From 1970, 1980, 1990, 2000, 2010, and 2018. So they show you the decline, and it has 2018 is the largest drop so far. It says the EMFresearch.com. The radiation emission fertility, that EMF means radiation emission fertility issue, have been found to impact both male and female. So it's not just male alone. Male and female fertility and affect unborn fetuses in numerous ways, including fragmenting DNA. You hear that? Males, however, are especially vulnerable to EMF. EMF again. Electromagnetic field. So I said, this is because male reproduction organ sits relatively close to the surface of the body, whereas female sex organs are buried deep within thick tissues. The following list illustrates how EMF is impacting fertility and contributing to other serious health issues, and links are provided to recent study. EMF directly impact DNA in reproduction organs and tissue, especially since there is no bone to protect this fragile area that houses the ovum or the testicles. A 2011 study revealed that use of laptop computers connected to Wi-Fi devices decreases human sperm mobility and increase sperm DNA fragmentation. The 2008 study found that the use of cell phones reduced the sperm count, mortality, vitality, and normal morphology of sperm in men. A 2009 study confirmed that cell phone radiation leads to oxidative stress in human semen, determining that keeping a cell phone in one's pocket, as I said earlier on, keeping a cell phone in one's pocket around the area of the genital can negatively impact male fertility. Let me read that one over again. A 2009, we are in 2021. 2009 study confirmed that cell phone radiation leads to oxidative stress in human semen, and determined that keeping a cell phone in one's pocket around the area of the genital can negatively impact male fertility. It says, I'm going to read this article in close based on time. So it says, cell phone waves may, in addition to affecting sperm parameters, cause oxidative stress in the body and consequently create serious disease. It is recommended that more attention be paid to cell phone waves as a source of oxidative stress, and exposure to these waves be decreased as much as possible. It is also suggested that individuals who spend more time on cell phone be monitored periodically in terms of reproductive system health, and it is recommended that they consume a diet full of antioxidants in order to minimize the adverse effect of these waves. I want to share some stuff that we can use for radiation damage to our body. Cilantro juice, partially. Those things can take out heavy metal out of your body fast. Cilantro and parsley. Even celery as well. And the next thing is charcoal. Deactivated charcoal can be used as well. So we see that the use of cell phone, especially men have it in their pockets, places, and always using even Wi-Fi in the house as well. It's very dangerous. There are a lot more I could have shared, but based on time, I will not go into that. I want to share a quote before I go, before I pray.
We ask you to pray for your brother.
Yes, I'll wait close in a minute. It says, and also we have a health fair coming up, Sister Powell, next week Sunday in Pleasant Valley, New York. So I will relate that before you close. I can relate it after Sister do her presentation. It says,
yeah.
Manuscript release, page 3, 1885, and you can find this quote in third selected message, 260.1. This is a powerful quote. This is pertaining to us, Seventh-day Adventists, living in these last days of Earth history. But the scripture was relating to is Luke 16:18, and the Lord commend the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world, he said, the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. In other words, the people that are in this world, they are seeing the things that are coming up on the earth more faster than those who have the light. SDA. You have to see Seventh-day Adventists. He said, Seventh-day Adventists. I want to write down this. I'll repeat this quote so you can write it down because we need to read it on our own as well. Manuscript 3, 1885. And selected messages, 260 paragraph 1. Selected messages, third selected message, 260 paragraph 1. It says, Seventh-day Adventists being watched. Seventh-day Adventists being watched. In other words, Christ was speaking and he said, he are the light of the world. In Matthew 5, he are the light of the world. A city that you sit upon a hill, it cannot be hid. And a man can light a candle and put it under a bushel, but it light up. So we are the light of the world. Once we are called Seventh-day Adventists, we are the light of the world. He says, there are those who are watching these people to see what is the influence of the truth upon them. You hear that? The children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. Commandments are set before them. They look to see how it is regarded by those who profess to obey it. You hear that? They study the life and character of its advocates to learn whether their deeds are in harmony with their profession of faith. And upon the opinions thus formed, many are influenced very largely in the acceptance or rejection of the truth. If these people will conform their lives to the Bible standard, they will be indeed a light in the world, a city set up on a hill. See, we are being watched. And we have to let our light so shine before man that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So people are looking for at us, our lives, and see if we are what we profess. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, we are truly thankful for your goodness, your love, your grace, and your mercy towards us, your people. Father, we are undeserving of the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us as a people. Father, you have given us so much light. And Father, many times we have not go forth as thou hast commanded us to go forth. Father, there are things in our lives that needs to be eradicated, O God, so that your sweet Holy Spirit can come in us, O Lord, that we can live and move by thee. Have mercy upon your people at this time, O God. Blot out all our transgression, O God. Give us the power to overcome every defect in our character, O God. Help us, O Lord, to have the spirit that you have want us to have from day one, Lord, the spirit of gentleness, the spirit of patience, the spirit of long-suffering, O God, the spirit of love, O God, forbearing and forgiving one another, O God. We need these things in our lives, O God, so that we can be a blessing to others. Father, bless each and every one on the line, O God. Cover them under your blood. Be to your speaker, Lord, with each and every one. The names that I've mentioned on the line for prayer, O God. You know every name, O God. And Father, let your will be done. Father, help us, O Lord, to live like you, to walk like you. Help us, O Lord, not to have a profession of faith, but have as a practical faith that everything we do or say will be a representation of you. Thank you, O Lord, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for presenting that special report. And I'm asking if you could send these information. You know, you have some line, and just send them out that your sisters and brother can go back, you know, and study about what the enemy is doing, because we know that if the enemy is doing that, and this is no time for we as Seventh-day Adventists, and yes, it's Seventh-day Adventists. So all we have to depend upon the Lord. As I said, the Lord is our light and he's our salvation. And whom shall we be afraid, right? We can't have fear, be afraid of him. All we have to do is to put our trust in him. These things is coming and is happening rapidly, and this is a warning for we as God's remnant people. So thank you again for your presentation. Again, the next voice you will hear, my dear brothers and sisters, I just want to thank everyone who come on, who testify, who sing, and also who bring praise report and the health tip. I just want to thank and also request you. And Father, we ask you to bless Brother Eli, comfort him at this time as we pray, Lord, for Jahari and Javel, his mother, himself. Lord, we ask you to lift them up, Sister Danielle. We place her in your care. Bless him and keep him and guide and protect him and help him, Lord, to trust you. And that joy will come within him, dear Father, and that joy come from you. So we ask you to bless Brother Eli, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie, who will present the message. 301, your line is open. We know we just have a little time, but God is good.
All right. Howdy do, beloved. It is a blessing to be here. Thank you for the prayers and the current event, the things that are going on, quite moving. And so as we move into our lesson, the studies for today, I'm just going to do a short word of prayer, just to continue on. We won't be lingering here very long tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you, and we just touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up thus far. We ask you, Lord, to be with us. Allow our minds to be focused and stayed up on you. Touch my lips, Lord, with cold, so that the message that is here will be one that's coming from you, God. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, God, so that this prayer will not fall, but will come up to you within the most holy place, Lord. Allow us, Lord, to be, Heavenly Father, to be doer of the word and not just hearer. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Let us keep our eyes fixated on you. We ask you all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, so we know that the hour is up on us, so we are not going to belabor. I'm pretty sure that you all talked about the eight doctors that makes house call, N for nutrition, E for exercise, the W is for water, the S is for sunlight, the T is for temperate, the A is for air, the R is for rest, and the last T is what? Trust in God. And Sister Powell, did you all do Genesis 1 verse 29 and 30. I know that's the staple text.
Yes, I do it.
You went through that.
Yes, we do it and we that's your.
All right, I hear you saying yes.
Yeah, of course.
So then I'm going to just quickly echo, and you probably did it before. I was on another, several other meetings, Zoom line before. So let's look at, I'm going to read for your hearing the third epistle of John, which says, Beloved, it says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I love saying this. It's just beautiful for me. Verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And so I heard Brother O'Neill share about the charcoal, and we actually shared that earlier with someone, and the charcoal is very powerful. God has given us all of these health message and principle. We know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel, all right? And so we are going to look at where it says teaching health principle. That's what we're going to start. I think it is fitting for this portion. So if we're able to get into our example, brotherly love, and a little bit of the touch of faith, which is looking at ye shall find rest. And so hopefully we're able to get in that. If not, we will pick it up next week. But we're going to start with teaching health principle, right? Today is Health Thursday. teaching health principle. And I am going to start. It says, gospel workers should be able also to give instruction in the principles of healthful living. Gospel workers should be able also to give instruction in the principles of healthful living.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Hold on 1 minute. Sorry about that. It says, there is sickness everywhere, and most of it might be prevented by attention to the laws of health. I'm going to read that again. Gospel workers should be able also to give instruction in principles of healthful living. There is sickness everywhere. Is that true? There is sickness everywhere, and most of it might be prevented by attention to the laws of health. We talked about that. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate air, rest, and trust in God. The people need to see the bearing of health principles upon their well-being, both for this life and for the life to come. So Christ is looking for us to be healthy in the life to come. So do we need to wait till the life to come, or we need to start doing that now while we walk this earth?
No.
All right? They need to
no.
be awakened to their responsibility for the human habitation fitted up by their Creator as his dwelling place, and over which he desired them to be faithful stewards. They need to be impressed with the truth. We just talked about that earlier, right, in the third epistle of John. In the truth conveyed in the words of Holy Writ, ye are the temple of the living God. As God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. Thousands need and would gladly receive instruction concerning the simple methods of treating the sick. But we're not hearing that during COVID-19, are we? Are we hearing that we need to be vaccinated? Thousands need and would gladly receive instruction concerning the simple methods of treating the sick, methods that are taking the place of the use of poisonous drugs. There is great need of instruction in regard to dietetic reform, wrong habits of eating, and the use of unhealthy food are in no small degree responsible for the intemperance and crime and wretchedness that curse the world. In teaching health principles, keep before the mind the great object of reform, that its purpose is to what? Secure the highest development of body and mind and soul. Show that the laws of nature, being the laws of God, are designed for what? For our good, that obedience to them promotes happiness in this life and aids in the preparation for the life to come. Amen. Lead the people to study the manifestation of God's love. So we could do all of these things, right? But if we don't have the love of Christ, it is useless. We're like nothing. 1 Corinthians 13, right? So it says, lead the people to study the manifestation of God's love and wisdom in the works of nature. Lead them to study that marvelous organism, the human system, and the laws by which it is governed. Those who perceive the evidences of God's love, who understand something of the wisdom and beneficence of his laws, and the results of obedience will come to regard their duties and obligation from an altogether different point of view. Instead of looking upon sin, observance of the laws of health as a matter of sacrifice or self-denial, they will regard it as it really is, as an inestimable blessing, as an inestimable blessing. Every gospel worker should feel that the giving of instruction in the principles of healthful living, is a part of his appointed work. Of his work, there is great need, and the world is open. Is the world open for our health message? Are they open? Are people open to get healing? Are people open and receptive to hear what you have to sell? But we're not able to sell it if we ourselves aren't living it. All right? I am going to go into a little portion of... All right, so I'm going to go into a little portion. I'm going to do a little portion of brotherly love, and then I'm going to do a little portion of forbearing one another in love. All right, and so it says, okay, brotherly love, and this is from our example. Christ recognized no distinction of nationality or rank of or creed. The scribes and Pharisees desire to make a local and a national benefit of the gifts of heaven and to exclude the rest of God's family in the world. But Christ came to break down every wall of partition. He came to show that his gift of mercy and love is as confined as the ear, the light, or the showers of rain that refresh the earth. Do we have that love? The life of Christ established a religion in which there is no caste, a religion by which Jew and Gentile, free and bond, are linked in a common brotherhood, equal before God. No question of policies influences movements. He made no difference between neighbors and strangers, friends and enemies. Do we have the love of Christ where we can love our enemies? We can love the people that persecute us. We can love that boss that treats us just like dirt. Do we have that love within us? He made no difference between neighbors and strangers, friends and enemies. That which appealed to his heart was a soul thirsting for the waters of life. He passed by no human being as worthless, but sought to apply the healing remedy, every soul. In whatever company he found himself, he presented a lesson appropriate to the time and the circumstances. Every neglect or insult shown by men to their fellow men only made him more conscious of their need of his divine human sympathy. He sought to inspire with hope and roughest and most unpromising, setting before them the assurance that they might become blameless and harmless, attaining such a character as would make them manifest as the children of God. Often he met those who had drifted under Satan's control and who had no power to break from his snare. To such a one, discouraged, sick, tempted, fallen, Jesus would speak words of tenderest pity, words that were needed and could be understood. Others he met were fighting. Others he met were fighting a hand-to-hand battle with the adversary of souls, right? So we're not fighting a flesh and blood fight. We're fighting a spiritual warfare. These he encouraged to persevere, assuring them that they would win, for angels of God were on their side. Isn't that beautiful? No matter the trials, no matter the storms, know that angels of God were on their side and are on your side and would give them the victory. Amen. At the table of the publicans, he sat as an honored guest. By his sympathy and social kindliness, showing that he recognized the dignity of humanity, and men longed to become worthy of his confidence. Upon their thirsty hearts, his words fell with blessed life-giving power. New impulses were awakened, and to these outcasts of society, there opened the possibility of a new life. Though he was a Jew, Jesus mingled freely with the Samaritans, setting at naught the Pharisaic customs of his nation. In face of their prejudices, he accepted the hospitality of this despised people. He slept with them under their roofs, ate with them at their tables, partaking of the food prepared and served by their hands, taught in their streets, and treated them with the utmost kindness and courtesy. And while he drew their hearts to him by the tie of human sympathy, his divine grace brought to them the salvation which the Jews rejected. Personal ministry. Christ neglected no opportunity of proclaiming the gospel of salvation. Listen to his wonderful words to that one woman of Samaria. He was sitting by Jacob's well. As the woman came to draw water, to her surprise, he asked a favor of her. "Give me to drink," he said. He wanted a cool draft, and he wished also to open the way whereby he might give to her the water of life. "How is it," said the woman, "that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans." Jesus answered, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of what? This water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." John 4, verse 17 through 14. How much interest Christ manifested in this one woman. How much interest Christ manifested in this one woman. How earnest and eloquent were his words. When the woman heard them, she left her water pot and went into the city, saying to her friend, "Come, this is beautiful, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? We read that many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him." Verses 29 and 39. And who can estimate the influence which these words have exerted for the saving of souls in the years that have since then. Whenever hearts are open to receive the truth, Christ is ready to instruct them. He revealed mm-hmm. to them the Father and the service acceptable to him who reads the heart. For such he uses no parables to them as to the woman at the well. He says, I that speak unto thee am he, verse 26. And I am going to end with just this little portion here, happiness in unselfish service. And this is from Builders of the Home. Happiness in unselfish service. But remember that happiness will not be found in shutting yourself up to yourself, satisfied to pour out all your affection upon each other. Seize upon every opportunity for contributing to the happiness of those around you. Remember that true joy can be found only in unselfish service. Forbearance and unselfishness mark the words and acts of all who live the new life in Christ. As you seek to live his life, striving to conquer self and selfishness, and to minister to the needs of others, you will gain victory after victory. Thus, your influence will bless the world. Men and women can reach God's ideal for them if they will take Christ as their helper. What human wisdom cannot do, his grace will accomplish for those who give themselves to him in loving trust. His providence can unite hearts in bonds that are of heavenly origin. Love will not be a mere exchange of soft and flattering words. The loom of heaven weaves with warp and woof finer, yet more firm than can be woven by the looms of earth. The result is not a tissue fabric, but a texture that will bear wear and test and trial. Heart will be bound to heart in the golden bonds of a love that is enduring. Better than gold is a peaceful home where all the fireside charities come. The shrine of love and the heaven of life, hallowed by mother or sister or wife, however humble and the home may be, or tried with sorrows by heaven's decree, the blessings that never were brought or sold and centered there are better than gold. Anonymous, hear hints in the reading for tonight.
Amen, amen. Can you do prayer for us, please?
Amen, amen.
Thank
certainly.
You,
let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're thankful, Lord, for this message that you have given us, you have given to us today. Lord, your love, we want your love. We want your love, God. And we ask you, Lord, to transform our hearts so that we can take this love to the world. We can present the love, which is medicine, which is healing, to others that we come in contact with. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to change our minds. Give us that heart conversion so that others can come to be drawn to you because of that love, because of your love. Help us, God, to present our help message with boldness so that people, as they're seeking, we're in a pandemic, they claim. And we have a message. We have the eight laws, the eight doctors that make house calls that we can share with others so that they can get healing. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to strengthen us. Give us your wisdom. Give us your understanding. Give us your knowledge so that we will be loving. We will be kind. Everyone that we come in contact with, we will be able to share our brothers and our sisters' burden. We will be able to encourage. We will be able to uplift. But most importantly, we will allow your light to shine through us so that others could come to know you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. Abide with everyone that is on this line under the sound of my voice. Grant them according to your will, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. Brothers and sisters, God is so good. Everything that we heard this day about our health, or the health message, is the right turn to the gospel. This message is a message that God wants us to carry out through. Right? And first thing, when Sister Stephanie was reading, I was just listening clearly. And everything that you taught, the love of Jesus and how we are supposed to be obedient to him, right? And in everything, if we love him, we're going to keep his commandment. If we love him, we're going to treat our brothers and our sisters with love. If we love him, those out there who we see on the sidewalk, on the street, we are going to share with them and help when we can. You know, so everything comes down with love. So only love can help us, that we can enter into that eternal rest with our Father when he comes. And my prayer tonight is for each one of us as we come on this line and listening day by day, all the various prayer requests, all the psalms, all the songs, you know, all this we have to do because we love Christ. And we know that Christ, if we love him, he will love us. And we know where he is now. So our desire in our heart is for us to study his word and that we can share with others. I just want to thank everyone who joined, and I'm going to open Sister Tamika line. Sister Tamika, she loves to do a little song for us, the closing part, and we're going to just open for Sister Tamika that she can share. We thank God for her coming on the line and sharing her little songs and her good thought. Right? Oh, sorry, Brother O'Neill, I do your life. Sorry, I do a wrong number. Where it is, okay. All right, 272-770, your line is open. Can you do your benediction song for us, please? Or close.
Yes. Amen. Thank you all, brothers and sisters. I love you very much, and I would like to sing He Lives. Ever is a Savior, he's in the world today. I know that
a little louder, sister.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow ways. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along that narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving so good and kind. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, my brothers. May the Lord bless you all and keep you close to him at all times, and may he walk with you and talk with you along life's narrow ways. I ask to that the Lord will watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from the other. Brothers and sisters, I love you all very much. God bless you and have a blessed and beautiful evening. Good night.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for singing the song, He Lives. Brothers and sisters, He lives in our heart, right? And my little encouraging word, remember tomorrow is Sabbath. Right, and we are asking every one of us to join in Sabbath, and brothers and sisters, let us continue to pray, because without prayer we can't do anything, right? And just ask the Lord to help us, because he said if we ask, we will, if we seek, we will find, and if we ask, he will grant it unto us. And as we have been studying about healthy living, right, this is just a little quote, and then I will just close. It said, my dear friend, I hope everything is going happily with you and that you are as well physically as you are spiritually. Your body, you know, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, who is in you since you received him from God. You are not your own property. You have been bought and paid for. That is why you should use your body for the glory of God. And it's from 3 John and 1 Corinthians 6:10 and Philippians, and it's go further. So we know our body does not belong to us. It belongs to God. And for this temple, we are asking him to help us that we will treat this temple, you know, in the way that God wants us to treat our body. So I will just close again with a word of prayer, and I wish you guys a happy night. Father, we want to thank you again for this privilege. We want to thank you for all our brothers and sisters who join. We want to thank you for those who share. Father, help, dear Lord, help, and the message, Lord, of exercise, healthy living, dear Father, how we are supposed to be obedient, and the call is for we as the God's remnant people, dear Father, not to look at what is happening out there, but look upon you, Jesus Christ, who is in the most holy sanctuary. So we ask you to bless each heart, Lord. You know our desire, dear Father. And as we come boldly to the throne, allow us, Lord, to seek you more by praying. Allowing us, Lord Jesus, to seek you by fasting. Allowing us to seek you by loving you, loving one another, brothers and our sisters. And allow us, dear Lord, to study your word. And we are asking you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that this work will finish. Bless us tonight, we pray, so that we can have a good sleep, Lord, and wake us up tomorrow, preparation day, that we will have make our plans and be ready to enter in your holy Sabbath. We ask you, Lord, to pour your blessings upon each one. Again, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, have a blessed night. We are going to close with this song. Oh, it's not coming on at all. I can't get the song.
Almighty, destroyer. just as like mountains high soaring above, like mountains or fountains of goodness and love.